Hi, I'm Robert Van Warden. I'm a photographer. The Along the Pipeline project is a photographic journey across Canada following the Energy East Pipeline. As a photographer, I followed the entire route, talking to individuals and communities along the route. I started out to do this because we hear from the media and we hear from politicians and pundits in the industry about what this proposal could mean for Canada, but we don't often hear from the specific individuals along the route. So I thought it was important to go out and get their opinion and photograph what it meant for them. The stories that I gathered across the country varied, and everybody has their own opinion. It's a very complex project and a complex issue. For example, we talked to a ranching family, the Gould family in Alberta, and they have oil and gas leases on their land and pipelines. They don't have the Energy East pipeline running specifically on the land, but they're not convinced that it's the right direction for Alberta. And also, as a ranching family, they're having trouble figuring out the economic sense without having the additional subsidy from those oil and gas leases on their land. So for them, it is a complex question. As we move further east, you encounter a variety of individuals, and a lot of individuals talk about the need to create a system, an economic and an environmental system that will work for future generations. And that didn't really hit me until I was talking to Vaughn Wapiyok, who is the chief of Shoal Lake 39 in Western Ontario. And while speaking with her, she was talking about the seven generations and future generations, and her two little twins were playing at her feet. And it really struck home to me that it was about that. It was about making a system that was important for the future. As you move further east from there, you get to North Bay, Ontario, and North Bay, Ontario is generally pretty much against the Energy East pipeline, and this has to do with their water supply, but it also has to do with climate change for a lot of people in that community and the idea of creating an infrastructure project that will exacerbate that problem and lead to increased emissions. So for them, it went from a very local issue of water into a larger issue of climate. And as you move further east, you go through Quebec, and there are communities, lots of communities in Quebec that are opposed to this project. But I think I'd like to focus on Grand Manan and the Bay of Fundy, where you have fishermen, and fishermen are quite honest, down-to-earth people, and they're quite upfront about the fact that it would be very difficult to do their job without oil, and that our economy right now is largely dependent on that. But they're also questioning the fact, you know, if there was an incident in the Bay of Fundy with one of these tankers that carry all this product out, that would be the end of the lobster fishery and the Bay of Fundy tourism, which the Isle of Grand Manan relies on. So it is a very complex issue as we go across the country, and it's more than about jobs, and it's more than about the economy. It's about water. It's about climate. It's about the jobs that could be at threat if something were to happen. And I think that would be the thread that I could see come throughout this whole thing is the complexity of the issue. We don't hear from these individuals, and it's more about, you know, often a minority of people that get out and make their voices heard, and that's where the decision is made. But this project, if it were to go through, would impact a large portion of Canada.